Gallery 3. Audio description of war correspondent formal dress uniform of jacket, skirt, hat with knuckle duster, replica shirt and tie. Kilgore, French and Stanbury Limited, 1943, Lee Miller Archives, East Sussex, England. Access from Gallery 2 to Gallery 3 is via the large archway in the middle of the east wall. Immediately as you enter Gallery 3 stands a mannequin displaying a military dress uniform. It is placed on a dark grey low-rise plinth that covers about 4 metres square of the floor area, standing at about 30 centimetres off the floor. The mannequin shares the plinth with three other costumed mannequins. This partial body mannequin stands at about 1.7 metres, or approximately 5 foot 8. It is posed face on in formal stance, as if on parade, with the arms straight down by the side of the body. The mannequin is pale beige in colour, and its head has no defined facial features or hair. The head has a stylized, textured finish, giving it the look of roughly applied papier-mâché. The mannequin does not have hands, legs or feet. The costume is supported on a pole at its base. The mannequin is dressed in a US military war correspondent dress uniform. It consists of a dark green olive drab wool jacket, skirt and hat, worn with a pale khaki collared cotton shirt and a slightly darker khaki tie. A knuckle duster tied onto a ribbon has been hung around the neck. The military uniform is smart and formal. The olive green jacket is modelled for a female form. It is shaped and belted at the waist, creating a smart silhouette. The jacket is buttoned up with three embossed brass military buttons, with buttonholes on the wearer's left. There are also brass buttons fastening down the two epaulettes that run like straps across the shoulders. The belt at the waist is about 5 centimetres wide and is made of the same olive drab material. It has a flat, upright, oblong buckle in plain brass. The end of the fabric belt is finished off in a neat point towards the wearer's right-hand side. The hip-length, single-breasted jacket has a wide, notched lapel collar. The collar part above the notch extends around the neck. Attached to the collar and placed just above the clavicle are two small brass badges, about 1 centimetre across, one on either side, both formed with the letters US. The wider lapel beneath the notch is pointed with the corners turning up slightly towards the shoulders, creating a winged effect. On the wearer's left side of the jacket, located just above the breast pocket, is a small bright green felt label. It has the words War Correspondent in capital letters embroidered on it in a yellow thread. The long straight sleeves have a very slight gather at the shoulder, giving them some shape. Each cuff is adorned with a single gold stripe about 10 centimetres up from the sleeve's hem. Two pleated breast pockets with rounded bottom corners sit prominently on the chest. They are approximately 20 centimetres deep and 15 centimetres wide. They each have a pocket flap cut with a scalloped design on the front, forming a gentle curved M shape on the lower edge. They are fastened down over the central pleat with an embossed brass military button. Two further jacket pockets sit below the belt, one on either side. The pocket flaps are oblong and have round edges, which are angled slightly upwards towards the outer edges and fastened down with embossed brass buttons. The back of the jacket is plain, with a single split from the hem up to the belt. The hemline is cut straight, sitting over the buttocks. The knee-length skirt is tubular and straight, but with enough room for movement. It has been constructed in four sections with seams that reveal a front and back panel, joined with two narrower side panels. The top part of the skirt is not visible as the jacket covers it to the hip. The hemline looks like it has been turned generously. The official uniform is topped off with an olive drab military side or garrison cap. It has been placed on the head at an angle, pointing slightly to the wearer's right. The cap has a sort of tight brim that has been turned up and appears to be wrapped around the base, overlapping at the front. Front on, the cap appears lightly triangular, with the apex at the top. From the side, it is more of a rounded oblong, extending front to back. A round bright green felt badge has been hastily sewn to the cap on the wearer's left side. The words "War Correspondent" have been embroidered in a circular fashion around the centrally placed letters US. A silver-coloured metal knuckle duster hangs from a long red, white and blue ribbed satin ribbon tied around the neck of the mannequin. The ribbon extends to the sternum and the knuckle duster sits between the top two jacket buttons. The knuckle duster is about 10 centimetres long and consists of four joined finger loops mounted to a smaller cigar-shaped pommel for the palm. The knuckle duster is orientated with the finger loops to the viewer's left side. On the viewer's right side of the knuckle duster, Lee Miller's signature has been engraved onto the pommel.